Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 276 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Their integrity guides their focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. They pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Their network of resources allows them to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of volleyball tonight. Later on, I'll be interviewing a player from each of the Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial teams as we preview Thursday night's big Jaghawk showdown at Ankeny High School. I also have a special guest coming on from one of our new sponsors of the podcast. But right now, my first guest is the activities director at Ankeny, and he has been on the job for several months now. He is Mike Baker. Mike, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good, Dan. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Hey, you bet. Well, I see you on a regular basis, but I really haven't talked to you in depth, with you since I did a story on you after you became the AD. You know, so are you getting settled into the position?
Starting to. It's really helped doing one job now. I started for about the first 7 months. I was doing both the Southview and Ankeny High School jobs. And so this is really getting Lee Nelson over at Southview the 1st of July has really helped me be able to settle in at the high school and take care of that building while getting Lee in, comfortable in his position.
Yeah, that had to be a grind those first few months, huh?
it was pretty busy. We'll leave it at that.
Well, I wanted to have you on because I know at the volleyball match tomorrow, the school will be recognizing the 20th anniversary of Ankeny's first state championship volleyball team, and the other championship squads will be recognized as well. Of course, you were a longtime assistant coach for Ankeny under Dave Wims, so you were a part of most of those championship teams. You know, did you ever imagine after you guys won that first title back in 2004 that, you know, Ankeny would turn into this hotbed of volleyball, you know, with three state championship contenders right now between Ankeny, Centennial, and then Ankeny Christian?
Looking back on it, I can say yes, but at the time, I had no idea. I just know that we were pretty fortunate back, even starting in 2000, there was a lot of passion for volleyball in Ankeny, and there was just always 80 to 100 kids in the gym every season wanting to play volleyball, who played club on the, even back in the early 2000s, played club during the winter. And so they were always competitive, always pushing, always wanting to be better. And then having a chance to work with Coach Wims and his expectations of always trying to be the best and pushing kids, and then kids that have having that desire, it all just kind of came together at the same time.
Well, it's a really cool thing that you guys are doing that tomorrow night. So is this your idea?
I suppose it kind of was. I mean, you see this every once in a while where schools start to recognize teams from the past, and I didn't realize, I don't think that it was 20 years. It doesn't feel like it's been 20 years since this went on, but I think I'm like 2004, it's 2024, and I started doing the math, I'm like, yeah, that adds up to 20. And then along with that, Jackie Bibby had said something to me as well. Regarding basketball. So that kind of, those two things kind of got the ball rolling.
All right. Well, I wanted to hear about some of your favorite memories from over the years. I was looking through some of the old results, and it's funny how you forget some of these details after so many years. But one thing that I had forgotten about that 2004 championship team was that, you know, you guys had your toughest match at state in the quarterfinals against Davenport Central, which really isn't a traditional volleyball powerhouse. But you guys were pushed to a fifth set before you finally prevailed 16-14. You know, that was maybe an example of a team that, you know, survived a grueling match, got over that hurdle, and then from there, you know, it was kind of downhill, wasn't it?
We always talked about to win state titles, there's going to be some adversity. And you almost want that adversity to be in the quarterfinals or semifinals so that when you get to the finals, you can play relaxed and just know that you've already overcome some challenges. And in 2004, all week, leading up to that match, it was talked about how good this team was. They had a couple of great outsides. They were going to be a big challenge for us. And I think even though you continued to push that message, it didn't always maybe sink in right away until we got on the court. It's like, oh, wow, these kids are pretty athletic. This is a whole different level than what we've played in terms of athleticism. And, you know, ultimately the kids figured out a way in that fifth set. Still makes me laugh sometimes how we won that, but you know, in that fifth set we're up, it was I think I saw somewhere along the lines it was tied like 10 or 11 of the 15 points. We get up 14-12, let it get tied back up to 14-14. I think it was Sarah Oxman either got a block or a kill. The next point, it looks like, you know, they're gonna get the ball back. and maybe it was even on that point, I can't remember exactly, but they took the ball over, our back row player passed it into the net, Tammy Peter dove forward, knocked the ball up, and Sarah kind of was falling backwards and just swung at it, and the ball floated over the front row, all of their kids had pulled up inside the 10-foot line, and it just dropped right inside the back line for the winning shot.
Well, you do have a good memory if you remember all that. So.
You know, unfortunately, I replayed some of these things, and I was reading up on this stuff, too, and it just kind of jarred the memory and brings it back to some of those fun experiences that you have with the kids and knowing that they accomplished something that no one had in Ankeny before.
Well, that Ankeny team was led by Sarah Oxman. You mentioned her, and another junior, Shannon Ashoff. And then the following year, of course, those girls were back for their senior year, and you guys were able to defend your crown. The 2005 team lost only one set combined in the first two matches at state, but then in the final, you guys were severely tested by Bettendorf. You fell behind 2-1 before eventually coming back and winning in five sets. Do you remember much about that match and how you guys were able to turn it around?
Yeah, I remember in that match, it was, we kind of went with a strategy. We had kind of been getting the ball to all of our positions, and Bettendorf in the regional final, they had shifted their lineup. We had played them in the City High tournament a couple weeks before, beat them pretty handily, but in the regional final against City High, I believe it was that year, they took their two middles and moved them outside. And we did not have a good matchup on the outside because we were a little bit shorter on the right-hand side. So in sets 4 and 5, Dave basically said, okay, here's our matchups. Wherever Sarah and Shannon want to go across the front row, everyone else get out of the way. Your job is to pass the ball. Your job is to play defense. But we're going to get these two the ball as much as we can, and we're going to make sure that we stay away from their outsides because we have an advantage over here with these two on our side of the court. But we're going to run more to our left side and away from their strong side.
Well, you guys won your next championship in 2008, and that was certainly a memorable season. After losing to Johnston in five sets during the regular season, that team never lost again. And in the title match, of course, you guys swept the top-ranked Dragons to avenge that loss. Finishing with a 40-1 mark, which set the school record for most wins. After the season, you guys were ranked 15th in the nation. And I know you probably don't like to compare your different championship teams, but do you think that might have been the best team?
That is a tough question. I know that, I mean, even looking back on it, and I'm going to back up here a little bit. In 2002, we started a mostly senior-dominated class, so I think we had two underclassmen that played varsity when we finished second. 2003, we had one underclassman. We played six seniors. Mm-hmm. And then 2004, we've got two underclassmen, actually three underclassmen, and the rest were all seniors. And so we were always very senior dominated through there, giving kids, you know, you basically had your 1 year to shine. Mm-hmm. Well, then we went through a couple of years there where I think we got the quarterfinals, got the semifinals, and then that year, in 2008, we were pretty senior dominated again, led by Chelsea Semprini, mm-hmm. Liz Mullenbrook, a couple other kids out there, that Hannah Johnson. I mean, we just had a bunch of great kids. And to say that they were the best, I think volleyball, even in that 5 years, had changed what it looked like. So it would have been really interesting to see those teams play each other because they brought unique traits. And Chelsea Semprini, basically that day, she said, just give me the ball and I'll take care of this. And I think we beat Johnson in three straight sets. And I don't know that any of them were within maybe 5 or 6 points.
Well, then in 2009, you guys had defended your crown and won a four state title in 6 years. That team went 39-1 and capped off the season with a hard-fought four-set win over Iowa City West. Now, that team that actually extended the winning streak that started the season before to 58 matches before you guys lost to Sioux City Healing at the Healing Classic. And I remember Coach Williams saying that the loss kind of took the pressure off the team because from there you guys pretty much cruised to the title, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. And I was actually retired from coaching volleyball at that time. My wife and I had had twin boys 10 days before the state championship in 2008. And in the spring, I made the decision to step away from coaching, but I still followed those kids in 2009. And that was really fun for me, hard for me to watch those kids play, but it was definitely the right decision to spend more time with my family. And trying to just raise two boys that were, you know, less than a year old. So, but 2009 was another special team that Dave and assistant coaches were able to put together.
Well, of course, Coach Wims then retired a few years later, and you moved into the administration there at Southview. But then Coach Wims eventually came back for a second stint as head coach, and he led Ankeny to its fifth state championship in the COVID season of 2020 before he eventually retired from coaching for good. Now, were you surprised when Coach Wims came back to coach again?
If I remember correctly, I think when the position came open, there was one phone call that was made, and that pretty much took care of it. I think he was ready to come back. Looking back, and you know, again, a little bit of historical reference, when the decision was made to go to two schools, from that day on, Dave was committed to making sure that when the school split to two schools, both programs were ready to compete at the state level. His ultimate goal was to, that first year in 2013, to have both teams playing against each other in the finals at the state tournament. That didn't happen. But I think that was kind of his, he was so proud of being able to watch those two teams grow through the through 2013 through, and then being able to come back and say, you know what, Ankeny High School can win state titles. Because there was a perception in there for a period of time that, I mean, I would have people say to me, man, what's wrong with your volleyball team? Like, well, I don't know. They just finished in the semifinals of the state tournament. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But when the competitor in you that's across the community is all of a sudden winning four titles in 5 years, or I think it was four titles in 5 years, people forget that there's good volleyball being played all across the city. And I think in two or three of those years, Ankeny beat Centennial in the regular season. Centennial went on to win state titles.
Well, all three programs are certainly in a good place right now, and that includes Ankeny Christian. Well, Coach Wims certainly left the program in a good place before Danny Cahoot Lynch, who coached the team for just 1 year before a current coach, Liz Bethke, came here from Urbandale, and she has the program rolling right now with a 25-3 record and a number three ranking. Centennial is ranked number one with a 14-3 mark. And of course, like you mentioned, Jessica Reinhardt has built a powerhouse program over there. They've won their four state titles. And ACA, of course, is the two-time defending champ in 1A. You know, so now the town has a combined 11 state titles. That's pretty impressive. And I'll be shocked if that number doesn't grow, you know, this year, because certainly in 1A, I can't see anybody beating ACA.
No, I think, I remember that group back in eighth grade. I was over at Southview, and their AD contacted me and said, hey, we'd like to get our eighth graders to play your eighth graders. We think we've got a good team. And so I'm thinking, he must think he has a really good team if he wants to play our eighth grade group, who I knew was pretty good. So we set it up, and after watching that match, I remember talking to a few of the girls from ACA and saying, you know what, if you stick together, by the time you graduate, you're going to be really excited about some of the things you've been able to accomplish. So for me, it's been fun to watch them win two state titles, to really grow and develop. I mean, they've now shown that they can compete at the highest levels. I mean, we've split with Ankeny Christian this year. They beat Dowling Catholic this year. I mean, they're beating the best of the 5A schools, and that's just great to see, and it says more and more about the volleyball that's being played in this community.
I'm not sure if there's any other sport in Iowa where you would see that.
No, I mean, you know, we even talk about it in wrestling. You have individuals that can compete at the state level with the first, second, third place kids. It's really hard for a 1A wrestling program, unless it's one of the premier programs, to compete against the top. But in volleyball, if you get the right six or seven kids and you have a great setter and you have kids that can pass the ball, you can compete against anyone in the state.
Well, Mike, before I let you go, I just wanted to get your quick thoughts on tomorrow's match. You know, what do you think are going to be the keys to the outcome?
Probably being able to, first of all, handle the environment. I have a feeling it's probably going to be the largest environment we've had. I mean, we've had huge crowds, and I can see this even being larger since we're recognizing state championship teams. But then volleyball is, it always comes down to the same things. Who can pass? And if you can pass in serve reception, if you can pass in defense, it gives you a chance to win the match. You have to be able to pass the ball, because if you can't, the teams can, they have a better idea of where to defend and how to defend you, because you're out of system, and when you're out of system, that leads to just a better defensive preparation, because you have fewer hitters that you can attack, or you can have attack.
Well, regardless of who wins tomorrow, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if these two teams meet again in Coralville in November, just like they did last year. You know, and it could even be in the championship match this time if they stay where they are in the rankings.
Oh, that would be really cool. I think the ADs would love it, and also know that it's pretty stressful as well. just because the passion of the fan bases can just become so involved. But I think if people can keep in perspective that it's really about great volleyball, high levels of success, and at the end of the day, the kids are all friends with each other, maybe for 2 hours tomorrow night. They set aside those friendships because they want to win. But when the match is over, it's fun to watch those kids interact and say they remember their friendships.
Now, are you going to be able to enjoy the match tomorrow much, or are you spending a lot of your time on crowd control?
Hopefully, I don't have to worry too much about crowd control. I've always felt like if we get people in place and we have the administrators there who are supposed to help with the student sections and the fans, volleyball moves so fast that you can have a call, fans can be upset, and you're serving right back into it, and it keeps moving, so you move to the next point.
Sure.
So if we can just do that, it should be a fun night for everyone that gets to make it to the match.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Hey, I'll see you there. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Ian.
You bet. All right. Well, my next guest is the owner of Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa here in Ankeny, and Revive has been a supporter of Ankeny Fanatics since day one. Revive is now a co-sponsor of the podcast, and we appreciate their continued support. She is Steph Katika. Steph, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. No one else we'd rather support.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. And welcome to the podcast. It's great to have Revive on board for another year, and we'll have some other guests from Revive on periodically to talk about, you know, the different products and services that you guys offer. Or you can just come back every week. I don't care.
But yeah,
you know, now it says on your website that you are a DNP. So is that a doctor of nursing practice?
That's exactly what it is. Yep, I am a family nurse practitioner, and I also went back and got my terminal degree, which is doctorate of nursing practice. So yeah, that's what that stands for.
Well, I know you guys are constantly offering new products and services. You know, what are the latest trends in the industry that people should know about?
Well, we just got back from a Cyton laser event, and I am a luminary Cyton trainer, and I was fortunate enough to see that this brand new BBL Heroic, it's called, it's this new laser that has so much power to it, so much less downtime, and is super fast, hardly any pain, and super effective. So we just bought that little baby, and so we're going to be launching that out next month. So it'll be just in time for laser season. Laser season starts right now, so that's our fun new toy that we have.
Didn't know there was a laser season.
Oh, so. Yeah, it's always laser season. But the great thing about this one is you can actually do this laser even in the summertime. And what I love about it is it treats all skin types. It's not just limited to really light skin tone. So that's what I'm always looking for.
Well, you guys pretty much do everything in the skin business. I mean,
yeah,
whatever people need, right?
Absolutely. Yep, we have dermatology. We accept most insurances. And Caitlin McConnell is one of my nurse practitioners. She is fantastic, so smart. She offers dermatology services. And we do a lot of Botox, cosmetic filler, lasers, cool sculpting. We do medical weight loss. So those that are wanting to lose some weight, we do the semaglutide and tirzepatide, but we are pretty conservative with it. We monitor people's health very closely with it. It's not just like where you buy it online and you never know what dose you're getting. We're keeping track of you.
Well, looking ahead, you know, are there some other things, you know, coming down the pike that will become like the latest big thing in the industry?
Oh, wow. There's so many things happening down the pipeline, but one thing that I'm super proud about is I just got word a couple of weeks ago that I will have the first allergen training affiliate program in the country.
Oh, wow.
And so that means that newer injectors or those even thinking about joining into or jumping out into aesthetics, they can come to my training academy here in Ankeny, on the north side of Ankeny, and they will get that allergen training, and it will be done by me and some other trainers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you told me that your daughter Haley is now working for you in people operations.
Yeah, Haley, that's a fancy new word, you know, for HR.
Well, Haley, of course, is a former softball star here in Ankeny who went on to play in college before her career was cut short due to an injury.
Now, she's thinking about coming back now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You never know with her. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you because I know you spent several years, you know, pretty much traveling all over the country to watch her play. So are you going through withdrawal?
I am. It was so much fun. You know, she traveled so much, like even in high school. We went to Cuba, Argentina, California every other week. It was amazing, you know, and so, yeah, and then traveling, of course, with college, so I do miss it, but I always watch it on TV.
Now, are there any other sports that you watch to kind of fill that void?
Oh, I am loving watching Caitlin Clark, I'll tell you that. Love watching her. She's on tonight, so, I mean, we gotta make sure that I get home in time for
there
that.
There you go. Yeah, I know a lot of people will be watching for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I know if people are interested in any of your products and services, they can go to reviveclinicandspa.com and check it out. You know.
Yeah.
Or I suppose they can just call you, right?
They can. I think half the town has my cell phone number, but here's my clinic number. It's 515-965-5677.
All right, Steph. Well, thanks a lot for coming tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan.
You bet. All right, well, my next guest is a senior right side hitter for the Ankeny Centennial volleyball team, and she has helped the Jaguars to a 14-3 record and a number one ranking in Class 5A. She has recorded 60 kills this season while hitting at a 336 clip, and she has also contributed 8 blocks and 13 digs. She is Finley Griner. Finley, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season thus far. You guys have had a little bit of a layoff now since you won that thrilling 5-set match over at Dowling last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so have you guys been spending a lot of time preparing specifically for tomorrow night's match or just working a lot of different things in general?
I think probably just working a lot of different things in general and cleaning up the little tiny errors that we've made to just help us with 1 point at a time. And so we're treating it just like a regular match. And yeah, that's what we're writing for it.
Well, before we break down the Ankeny match, I want to recap your season to this point. You guys have had 3 exciting 5-set wins,
mm-hmm.
including the one at Dowling that put you into sole possession of first place in the conference. Your team also opened the season with a 5-set win at Indianola, and then a week later you had that incredible comeback to beat Waukee Northwest in 5 sets. In that one, you guys scored the final 8 points of the match. You know, how do you explain your team's ability to win those 5-set matches? Is it conditioning or is it just having more fight than the other team?
Yeah, those 5-set matches do get a lot. But I think it's probably, we've conditioned a lot over the summer, which is different from years past. So I probably think that just keeping our endurance up. And I also think just like the fight that we have and just wanting it more and wanting to do it for each other.
Now, what have those wins done for your team's confidence? Do you guys just feel like you're always going to pull out the match mm-hmm. when you get into those 5th sets?
It's definitely a little difficult sometimes having to go into those 5-set matches, but we've been there in those positions before, and so that does give us confidence that we can do it, and that we know that when we are down, we just have to be confident in each other, and we can do it together.
Well, that win over Dowling avenged an earlier loss to the Maroons in the semifinals of the Centennial Invitational. You guys also dropped a match to Waukee during pool mm-hmm. play at that tournament, but you'll get a chance to play the Warriors again on Tuesday at Waukee. Now, your most recent loss came to Waukee Northwest in the semifinals of the Metro Classic on September 14th. And, of course, that allowed the Wolves to avenge, that loss at Centennial earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the results of some of those rematches show how hard it is to beat a good team twice, or do you think it just shows how good your conference is?
I think it probably just shows how good our conference is because we are at 5A, so we are playing at the top and the best, and so each team is good, and we're going to have to fight and show up every single day. And so there are teams that are going to come up just a little bit on top of us, and we know that there were a few areas that we needed to adjust, and we've been working on that really hard in practice, and I think this conference is really hard, and so we just have to show up and put in the work every single day.
Well, your team is the only remaining unbeaten squad in league play, and of course a win on Thursday at Ankeny would be another huge step toward winning the conference title for you mm-hmm. guys. How important is it to you guys to win the conference?
It's definitely one of our milestones this year that we want to hit, and I think it would just give us a lot of confidence going into state, knowing that we have competed against all these teams and we've won, and so we know that we can pull through and we can do it.
Well, of course, last year you guys won all 3 meetings against Ankeny, including a 5-set match during the regular season, and then another 5-set match in a Class 5A quarterfinals. You know the Hawkettes are going to be fired up on their home mm-hmm. court tomorrow night. Are you guys ready to match that intensity?
Yeah, we're really excited. We're ready to get out there and play. We're going to treat it like a regular match, do all of our pregame stuff that we do, get hyped in the locker room. And yeah, I'm really excited, but it's going to be a really emotional game, and we just have to be confident in each other and know that we can't be listening to all the outside sources and just listen to what our coaches are saying and what our teammates are saying.
Well, even though you guys haven't played Ankeny this season, both teams were at the Centennial Invitational last month. While your team lost to Dowling in the semifinals, Ankeny fell to the eventual champs from Ankeny Christian Academy. So I'm sure you had a chance to maybe watch them play a little bit. Mm-hmm. What are your impressions of the Hawkettes?
Yeah, they do have a really big block, and so that might be a little bit of a challenge, but we've been working hard in practice, and they have a lot of grit, and so they're really loud, so then they can take a lot of energy and turn that into good plays. And so I think one of the biggest challenges is probably their block and just finding open holes in that.
What do you think will be some of the other keys, for you guys to come out on top?
I think it's probably a fast start and starting really fast, because when we have a fast start, we are able to just gain the confidence to keep going. And I think just being really calm in the situation and not getting too high but not getting too sad or too down, and just kind of staying how we play and right at the level.
Well, I'm sure there's been a lot of talk this week in school about the match. Do you think you'll have a lot of students and fans over
there?
Yeah,
I hope so. I'm trying to get everyone to go, so
Well, it should be a fun atmosphere. Well, regardless of who wins tomorrow, you know, obviously both teams' biggest goal is to win a state title. Mm-hmm. And Waukee Northwest showed last year their team, you know, can finish third in the conference and still go on to win a state championship. So even though the stakes will be high tomorrow, I mean, both teams are going to have to move on afterwards, aren't
they?
Yeah. Well, there's still about a month left in the regular season before the regional tournament starts. You guys obviously want to be playing your best ball at the end of the season. Where do you feel like you guys, you know, can still improve the most over the next few weeks? What have you been, you know, stressing the most in practice?
I'd say probably our consistency and just making sure we're staying how we play throughout an entire match or throughout an entire game. Because in those five-set matches that we have had, we've been kind of up and down. So just staying consistent and just making, like, getting all of our hitters involved. And so it opens up our offense. And so then it's hard for our opponent to defend us.
Well, hey, it should be a fun match tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. All right, well, my final guest tonight is a senior outside hitter for the Ankeny Volleyball Squad, and she has helped the Hawkettes to a 25-3 mark and a number 3 ranking in Class 5A. She ranks third on the team with 161 kills while hitting at a .243 clip, and she has also racked up 32 blocks and 27 digs. She is Olivia Eike. Olivia, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Thank you. Good.
Well, hey, you know, your team extended its winning streak to 7 matches last night with a sweep over Southeast Polk. You had 10 kills in the match, and you closed out the 25-15, 25-15, 25-14 victory. With a kill from the right side. Did that feel pretty good to score the final point of the match?
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, it was your senior night, of course, and Reagan Hanfeld told me after the match that the festivities beforehand were kind of emotional because you guys are all so close, and she said that that may have contributed to the team's a little bit of a slow start there in set one. Do you think it took you guys just a little while to, you know, to kind of find your focus on the match?
Yeah, I think so. We're all super close, and yeah, I think playing together was super fun, and we played for each other.
Once you did, though, your team pretty much cruised the rest of the way. And with the big match coming up on Thursday, did you feel like it was important, you know, to get it over in 3 sets so you guys could get off your feet?
Yeah, it was nice. We really decided, like, we need to put our foot down and let's go.
Well, before I left, I saw where you guys were signing some posters and some shoes and all kinds of things for your young fans there. You know, was that kind of fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, your team is certainly having a great year. And before we break down Thursday's match, I want to recap your season up to this point. You guys got off to a 7-0 start before you lost to Ankeny Christian Academy in the semifinals of the Centennial Invitational. Now, you guys had just defeated ACA 4 days earlier, so do you think they made some adjustments, and do you think you guys maybe learned some things from that loss?
Yeah, they're a really good team, and they're coached really well, and I think that they really saw our weaknesses, and they kind of just really attacked them.
Well, your team had a really good day a week later at the Valley Tournament, where you won a perfect 5-0 and defeated 4 top 10 opponents, including then number 1 Dowling Catholic. You know, not that you guys didn't already have confidence, but do you think, you know, that tournament showed you guys that you could be a state title contender?
Oh, yeah. That was, like, a good tournament for us, yeah.
Well, one of the teams that you beat that day was then number 9 Waukee, but then a few days later you guys went over to Waukee for a conference match, and you got swept by the Warriors. Now, I was over there for that match, and I was certainly surprised by the outcome. You know, it just seemed like, you know, Waukee was having one of those days where they could do nothing wrong. You know, is that kind of how it felt to you?
Yeah, I think we just kind of had a different energy going into that game, and I think we really weren't locked in mentally, and that just kind of showed.
Well, your team's other loss came later that week to Dowling in the championship of the Iowa City West Tournament. And I know overall Coach Bethke felt like you guys had a good day over there, and you haven't lost since that match. But do you think the result of that Dowling match, as well as, you know, those other rematches with ACA and Waukee, you know, show how hard it is to beat a good team twice?
Oh, yeah. Especially Dowling, they're a great team. And, yeah, it's really hard to beat the same team multiple times, yeah.
Well, your team then went back to Waukee last Saturday, and you guys won the Waukee tournament for the 3rd straight year. You won your 3rd meeting against Waukee in the semifinals. And I know Malia Rogers was out with an injury, so I imagine that maybe helped a little bit. But then you followed with an impressive victory over number 6 Indianola in the title match. So do you feel like your team is playing its best ball of the season right now?
Yeah, I think we're really at a great point in the season. We're peaking right now, and I think that's a great time to really step on and go.
Well, Centennial is entering tomorrow's match as the only unbeaten team in the conference, so you guys obviously need a victory to have, you know, any chance probably to win the league title. How important is it for you guys to win the conference?
I think it's really important, and it'll really boost our confidence going into the postseason.
Well, of course, after losing to the Jaguars 3 times last year, you know, is this match maybe more about, you know, getting some revenge against them?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've really put the work in, and I think this is our game, yeah.
Well, even though you guys, you know, haven't played Centennial this season, of course, both teams were at the Centennial tournament last month, because you guys did lose to ACA in the semifinals, and the Jaguars lost to Dowling there in the same round. So I'm sure you had a chance to watch them play a little bit. You know, what are your impressions of the Jaguars?
I think they're a really well-coached team. They work really well together. They've got some new athletes coming into their team, and I think that, yeah, they're definitely a strong group of girls.
What do you think will be the keys, you know, for you guys to come out on top?
I think us just working together, playing for each other, and really making sure that we're attacking their weaknesses and really terminating the ball when we need to.
Of course, the other big hitters are Delaney Miller and Jaden Pratt. Of course, Delaney likes to fire away from the back row sometimes, too. You really got to watch out for that, don't you?
Yes.
Well, there's still about a month left in the regular season before the regional tournament starts. You guys obviously want to be playing your best ball at the end of the year. You know, where do you feel like you guys can still improve the most over the next few weeks?
I think we really need to work on our terminating the ball and just making sure that we can put the ball down when we need the point. And, yeah, just keeping those runs going.
Well, it should be a fun match tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you there. Thanks a lot for coming
in. Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. I want to thank my guests for coming in again tonight. We had Ankeny Activities Director Mike Baker. We had Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa owner Steph Katika, and then we had a couple of senior volleyball players. We had Finley Griner from Ankeny Centennial and Olivia Ikey from Ankeny as we previewed tomorrow night's big Jaghawk volleyball showdown at Ankeny. And we're going to have, I think we're going to have most, if not all, of our entire Ankeny Fanatic team there tomorrow night. I know I'll be there along with both of my photographers, Evan and Jared, and so we'll have plenty of coverage coming for you guys later tomorrow night as well as on Friday. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.